If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Tears was what I thought Hannah would be doing, though. Actual tears. Crying. Tears. Crying tears when she destroyed her car. If you have something that is broken, destroyed, needs fixing, and you still haven't touched it and it's been a while, 855-444-MEGA. What is broken at your house that you still have never fixed, or in your car, or in your life? 855-444-6342. I think we've all been there before, where you feel like you want to get something fixed, you mean to get it fixed, and then, you know what? It's been forever. Why is that thing not fixed? Mm-hmm. What's not fixed in your house that everyone is complaining to you about, Hannah?
So my dream car, I got it a couple months ago, and I was on my way to the airport, and my windshield cracked. At first, it was little, and now, fast forward, it is cracked nearly from one end to the other. Like, it is huge. AB was just in my car the other day.
It's big.
She was like, I didn't realize you, like, couldn't see driving.
I can't believe you love your car. You're
obsessed
with
your car. I
know, it
is my dream car, but honestly, I keep excusing fixing it because I keep being like, I'm scared it's just going to happen again. But my family is like actually low-key, maybe not low-key, maybe high-key, upset with me for not fixing it, specifically my brother. He brings it up to me like every day. He's like, hey, are you busy right now? I'm like, no, what do you need? He's like, no, you need to call the windshield place and get your windshield fixed. So it's horrible.
If you're busy, then go take your car to get it fixed by a mechanic. Like, what is going... First off, I can't believe that you let this last as long as you did. But number two, it really does downplay your big milestone relationship you announced earlier this week that you let your boyfriend drive. Because now I know the car's busted.
Yeah. It's not busted. It's not busted.
Guys, I let my boyfriend drive my dream car. We're real serious.
Because I couldn't see out the windshield.
Yeah, he's like, go ahead, crash it, man. It's already destroyed.
No, but I know I need to fix it. I think it might just take the accountability of talking about it on air. But also, I don't want to feel alone.
What do you mean? Oh, the other people have... Kevin, we've... got stuff. Right?
Yeah, I know. You're not alone, and especially when it comes to a car. Like my car and my wife's car, we both have parts of our vehicle that are broken.
Oh, really?
Yes. I have my mirror on the passenger side that's broken, that's being held together by duct tape.
Oh!
And I've never fixed it and all that stuff. And my thoughts are, well, when I someday sell it, maybe I will. Maybe I'll just, you know, run out of gas somewhere. I'll just leave it. Yeah.
Disintegrate!
I'll take care of that. I don't know why I haven't. You know, every time I look over at that mirror, I think to myself, I got to get that fixed. And then my wife's got a broken glass, you know, back tail light that we've put packing tape over.
Okay. Duct tape.
It reminds me of Phil in Modern Family when he's always like, got to fix that step in every single episode when he's tripping up there.
Yes.
That's what it reminds me of.
Guys, if you're looking for someone who is a mess and can't fix things, look no further to make bread. Bread will make you feel better. I don't even have running cold water at my house, guys.
Do you have AC in your car? What? Yet?
No, I don't have AC in my car. I haven't fixed the AC. That's true too. But the cold water faucet broke and I don't know how to fix anything. Like, and so neighbor Glenn is really good at it. And so neighbor Glenn came over and fixed it. Well, it went out again. And I haven't seen...
You can't go back.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen neighbor Glenn yet. And I didn't want to, like, shamefully text him, be like, hey, can you fix my faucet again? So I'm just hoping to see neighbor Glenn casually and him to, like, bring it up. Like, oh, how's that faucet going? Like, it broke again. Can you go fix it? So I've been, like, throwing rocks at neighbor Glenn's house and he's not home, I don't think. But, yeah, I'm, like, just waiting for someone to help me fix it. But we have to use hot water for everything. We just fill it up with hot water. Like, we're just, that's how we use everything.
Maybe I don't feel so bad about my 74-inch crack on my windshield.
Yeah. What's broken in your life that you're like, no judgment here. I haven't had this fixed in years. What are you waiting to get fixed that you haven't fixed yet? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. We want to know what's broken in your life. Come on, guys. This is a no-judgment show here on the Brett Mega Show. If you think you got your life together, you're at the wrong show, okay?
Literally.
We don't want people who have their life together to listen to the Brett Mega Show. We are a mess, and we are proud of it. If you got something at your house that you've just been meaning to fix, but it's been broken forever, we're your people. Hannah's got her dream car. Finally bought it, made it happen, got herself a Jeep Wrangler. And still hasn't gotten it, the windshield fixed. How big is the crack?
Like 74 inches.
AB, you were just saying
around my house. It is from one end to the other.
I mean, it is huge. It's
like thick.
Driving around like a walking embarrassment.
Sometimes when it rains, I get nervous it's going to leak through. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
Hannah's going to be driving her car and the glass is just going to cave in. Shh, everywhere. Her brother is like embarrassed. She lives with her brother and her sister-in-law, and they're like, stop parking your car in our driveway. Mm-hmm. People are gonna
think they're embarrassed.
Yeah, they keep making comments. Like, crazy. 855-444-MEGA. If you have something around your house where you're like, I've been meaning to get it fixed. Kat, you got a busted-ass car too, huh?
I do. I'm in the same situation as Kevin. My side mirror, my passenger side mirror is broken, so I have it rubber band together.
Oh, different strategy. Oh, Kevin, you're using the duct tape. Kat's over here using the rubber band method.
You might learn something new today then.
Yep. No judgment here, Kat. Whether it's duct tape, rubber bands, or socks, we don't care what you use to hold it up.
Yeah,
Scotch tape.
I've been like this for 6 years, and I don't see me changing it anytime soon.
Six years.
Good for you.
Yeah, we respect that. Marcy, what's broken around your house that you've been meaning to get fixed?
So my car windshield had a crack across the entire windshield for 5 years.
Mood.
And the only reason I did get it fixed is because I actually totaled my car and had to get a new car.
That's what happened to my last car. My last car had a windshield crack, so I just
bought a new one.
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen again, so I didn't want to.
Yeah, I agree.
But then my new car, I didn't bring my husband with me. I brought my dad, and me and my dad are both not observant. We buy the car, and I get off the lot on my way back to work after, and I notice a small crack in the windshield.
Oh, no. And it's still there, isn't it?
And so it turns out it was from hail damage before I bought it, so technically I bought it as is, but they filled it in, and hopefully it should not spread across the whole windshield.
Oh, you got it fixed. See, Marcy was a new person when she got a new car.
Yes. Right?
One day
I unfortunately was not.
One day, Hannah, you will
still see the dot.
But you know it's there, but it's better.
But it's not going to break. And my visor covers it, so I can't see it if I pull my visor down.
Oh, perfect.
Well, you can't see.
Just keep it down.
Hurt you.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I just got a crazy text from Bestie Sid. She said, I'm not even kidding. A rock just hit my windshield and it cracked. I can't wait to show you the dash cam video.
Wow.
Right Whoa. Now? That,
right
wow.
now. She just texted me that.
The Brett Mega Show for people with cracked windows.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.